In the spirit of reconciliation, the Swapcast acknowledges the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and their connections to land, sea and community. We pay our respect to the elders, past and present, and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples today.
We're talking again.
Our body swapping.
Welcome to the Swapcast podcast, the world's only podcast dedicated to body swap movies. I'm your host, Paul Mitzi, and with me we have...
Lucy Thomas.
And...
Brendan Levi. Oh, wait, I can do my own voice.
Well, you might have surmised that we do not have Lucy with us today. You might be thinking, this is supposed to be our Avatar review, but due to some difficulties... That will be coming next week, but we wanted to give you guys something to hold you over because I know you just like sit there looking at your phones going, when's the next episode coming out? I can't live without a new Swapcast. So today's episode, we will be breaking down the 2018 music video Freaky Friday by Little Dicky and Chris Brown.
And what a different world 2018 was, wasn't it?
Exactly. But before we get into that, just a reminder that we absolutely love hearing from our listeners and we welcome film suggestions for future episodes. So please reach out to us on Twitter or Instagram. Send us an email at theswapcastpodcast@gmail.com. And if you want to support our show, reviewing us is the best way possible. So to say thank you, if we reach 100 star ratings on iTunes and Spotify, we will finally fulfill our fans' most common request to review Face Off.
Face Off. By myself.
And after our breakdown of Freaky Friday, we're going to be reading a listener email that we got in response to last episode's review of The Big Fix, the Christian body swap. So we've got a quite an interesting reader email.
Did they watch it or did they just...
They didn't say they watched the film, which, you know, I don't blame them. They listened to the episode though, so that's good enough. So... On to Freaky Friday by Chris Brown and Little Dicky. So we have been meaning to cover this in some way since it came out in 2018. Lucy was always quite against it because obviously Chris Brown's involvement, and I kind of understand that. But, you know, a song that was quite successful at the time and it deals with the exact subject of our podcast. So I feel like we had to cover it in some way. So 4 years after its release, how do you think Freaky Friday by Little Dicky and Chris Brown has aged?
I think it was just as bad when we saw it in 2018, right?
Yeah.
Like the ending, I was just like, out of these people, who is relevant? Like the fact that they make like a reference to like how Chris Brown is like FaceTiming with Kanye.
Yeah.
Sorry, Ye.
Yeah.
it's like, oh, that means something completely different now.
And the fact that it's Chris Brown FaceTiming Kanye West, it's like, how many awful people do you want to put in the one scenario? Yeah. Listening to the song then and watching it and seeing it now, I still think it's a fun concept. I really like Little Dicky as an artist.
Yeah, I think the reason that I was like up for doing this is because after season one and two of Dave, I was like, I don't respect you as a musical artist, but as like the show and like his involvement and all that. Wasn't he like writer and director on it or something like that?
Yeah, and I mean the show is very like autobiographical.
Does he have like a offshoot career where he does like music that's not about having a tiny penis?
Not all his songs are about penises, but the songs that aren't about penises are still comedically inclined. No one's coming to him for serious rap.
Yeah.
And which the clip itself makes fun of that. So should we do a 30-second plot summary of this music video?
Yeah, go ahead. Because, like, I think you'll find it really easy because it is, like, so solidly structured as a body swap. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. And it essentially condenses an entire body swap movie into a 5-minute music video.
All right, start of your clock and go.
All right, so Lil Dicky's at a restaurant and a fan comes up to him and talks about how much of a joke he is, and Lil Dicky wishes that he wasn't a joke. Then on the TV, there's Chris Brown who wishes that he wasn't so famous, and then the owner of the Chinese restaurant makes them swap bodies, and then they get to live in each other's lives. I fuck this up, and like it's a 5-minute video.
You can't even do it.
Why
in 30
can't I do it in 30 fucking seconds?
Here it is. It's Lil Dicky is like complaining about his life and wishing he was like Chris Brown, and Chris Brown's complaining about, you know, wishing that he wasn't so famous, and then they switch bodies, and then they learn that they love themselves, and then they switch back, and
yeah,
and then like crazy restaurateur who changes them is also just throwing them into bodies of like artists who they could get on the day.
Yeah. So, yeah, they turn into Ed Sheeran and Kendall Jenner and was
DJ Khaled.
Oh, yeah. DJ Khaled.
Yeah.
As well.
So, as someone who doesn't know anything about culture, are these people still around? Like, are they still in the zeitgeist? Yeah.
Yeah. I guess they've done well in that respect. Like, they chose solid cameos.
Yeah.
Little Dicky, we see Little Dicky in Chris Brown's body first. And I guess as per the Little Dicky shtick, he's very impressed with the fact that he has a nice penis now. Which, when this first came out, I wasn't as aware of Little Dicky and I hadn't watched the show, so I didn't realize the whole thing with Little Dicky.
The theme is that, yeah, he has a tiny penis.
Yeah, yeah, so Little Dicky in, well, I presume real life, definitely in the show that he created about his life, he has a small penis. Well, what he regards as a small penis. And it's also like the pee hole is in the wrong place. Mm. So he's also quite like conscious about how his penis looks. And then presumably he's in the narrative of this music video. All of a sudden he's got Chris Brown's penis, which we're assuming is quite lovely. Well, he describes it that way. he's impressed that he can like look at it with the lights on, and he takes a picture of it and puts it on Twitter. I don't think any of the body swaps we've ever done have like really been that focused on
the penis?
Penis, like, and how.
What about
impressive-
the one where someone literally their penis like becomes a human?
Yeah, I mean, but even in that, they didn't really talk about what the penis was before it became human.
Yeah. Like, yeah, you think it would have some sort of, like, morality about, like, the phallic nature of men.
So, I guess the other benefits of being Chris Brown, he gets to sleep with a whole bunch of women. He's super famous. He gets followed around, paparazzi, and Little Dicky actually likes that. And the other major thing, which there's an entire verse about, is the fact that he can say the N-word, which he does a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess that's the thing. yeah, any opinions? I don't know. We really can't comment on that verse, really.
Oh, okay.
Well, can we? I don't know. I would rather not. All right. Let's not.
Move
let's
on.
Not. Yeah, let's move on.
I have some things to say. All right.
And then Chris Brown in Little Dicky's body, he likes the fact that he can wear blue.
White privilege.
And nobody follows him around. And that's pretty much it.
It does make it. There's also a verse in there about how he doesn't have to deal with his controversial past as well.
Yeah, that is probably the most horrible thing about the whole song, is the fact that he refers to the fact that he is an abuser as controversial past. I just wish that he chose anyone else but Chris Brown for this fucking thing.
What do you reckon his thought process was? I don't know if he was at the same level of notoriety at the time. And so he was like, oh, Chris Brown said he'd do it.
Possibly. But, you know, I think still to this day, there are so many people that support him. He's still winning awards. I know at the last, this year, he won a major award and got booed by the crowd.
Now, what is a famous Chris Brown song?
Chris Brown's most famous song.
Doesn't matter. I feel like we've talked about this for longer than the video. Lucy was right. This was a terrible idea.
All right. So you heard what we thought of the music video, but how attractive did we find the cast? Now it's time for Hot or Not. Take it away, Brendan.
We should auto-tune me and I'll do it like Chris Brown.
Okay.
Are they a toot or a boot? Are they ugly or cute? Tell me if they're hot or not.
Ding. Everyone is beautiful in their own way. All right, let's start with Little Dicky, Hot or Not.
You want me to go first?
Yes.
I feel like I'm gonna have a lot more attention on me since Lucy's not here for you two. I feel like this segment's often like you two do your thing and I'll just, you know, pipe in at little intervals.
Well, not this week, buddy.
I think he is an attractive man. I think he's got his own style and, you know, persona that works for him, and he's flaunting it. He's got it.
So does his mangled penis color your opinion on him in any way?
Well, I think it's so mythological that I'm not sure what's real and what's not, you know what I mean? I haven't seen it. And I guess we can just do hand stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, but hand stuff's not fun if it's. I mean, look, I don't want
to
say that.
You can do hand stuff to me. I don't need to do hand stuff to you.
I guess so, yeah. Look, I don't want to shame anyone. Like, maybe, you know, there's more to a person than their penis. So, you know, maybe you could just overcome it. Look, I have to agree. I'm going to give him a hot as well. I think he's funny, which, you know, adds a lot of points. And generally, I think he is an attractive person. The curly hair, he's kind of got like that, I don't know, like that goofy kind of charm to him.
Mm.
So, yeah, I'm going to give him a hot.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if his personality is what it is on Dave, though, I think I couldn't be around him for too
long.
Well,
I assume that's just sort of a inflated for the show. Like, I'm sure, like, it seems like he's self-aware enough to know that's who he is, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it's like, who's Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Larry David.
Larry David. I'm sure he's not that awful in real life.
All right, and surprise, surprise, the next entry, Chris Brown. Hot or not?
The man can dance. It's an objective truth.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think some of his controversial past plays a role in how I see him, so I'm going to give him a nod.
Yeah. I am definitely going to give him a not. If you abuse women, you can go get fucked. yeah, that's like, you know, I'm a pretty superficial person. I can overlook a lot. You could be covered in literal shit. But that's where you cross the line, buddy. So fuck off.
I didn't even know what the controversial past is, so I felt like we wouldn't cover it on the show, so we can cut this
out. It's not fun. Like, yeah, just research it in your own time. Ed Sheeran, hot or not?
No. I'm sure he's a lovely person. No, actually, no. Why would I think that? Who knows? He's a mystery. I don't even know. I couldn't even sing you a song. I know he's like super famous,
Shape of You? You don't know Shape of You?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bad Habits?
No. You're saying words. I don't know what these things are. But he looks like a little frog man, so no.
I have a thing for gingers, but...
Is he ginger? No. I thought he was blonde. He's blonde in the music video.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure he's ginger. But anyway, I'm still giving him a nod.
Yeah.
But
like he needs to be, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Like he's got no problems in life. Like he's an inspiration that you can be that ugly and still succeed. DJ Khaled, hot or not?
No.
Why do you like DJ Khaled?
I don't like his energy. I feel like he's like a motivational speaker.
He would be, yeah, it would be quite intense, I feel. Like he would be shouting shit at you in the middle of getting it down.
He'd be like trying to sell me merch at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I'm going to give him a nod as well. And finally, Kendall Jenner.
Yeah, I can't remember why everyone hates her.
She did the...
The Pepsi commercial?
The Pepsi commercial.
Yeah, being dumb doesn't mean you're not attractive. As we well know.
Yeah. She is quite... She's the prettiest Kardashian, I have to say.
Yeah.
I can't hold the Pepsi thing against her because it's so fucking stupid that it's amazing.
It's like, it's celebrated, really.
Yeah. sometimes when I just want to pick me up, I put that Pepsi commercial on. Now it's time for Opinion Swap, where we find some entertaining reviews of Little Dicky and Chris Brown's Freaky Friday from across the interwebs.
We're doing an entire episode on this music video.
Robin Skull on YouTube says, "This song never gets old. No matter how much I listen, I never get bored."
Like, yeah, I just find it interesting people who are like, I just need to sit down and put on, like, Weird Al Yankovic. You know, like, these, like, comedic artists?
You know, I have to say, I do sometimes listen to Lonely Island stuff.
Yeah, but Lonely Island, I haven't listened to it in a while. But, like, there is some, like, just fun music there, and I guess you could say the same for this one if this is really a jam, I guess.
Yeah. Yabu D says, "Can we just appreciate the acting on Chris's part? Legit looks like he and Little Dicky swap buddies and they were so excited." YouTube comments.
Ed Sheeran having to say to that being himself is way less cool than being Chris Brown is hilarious to me. By Noah Crow Comedy.
Wednesdays with Wes says, "The pure joy of Chris in this is so cool. It's really cool seeing a non-edgy side to him."
What does that mean?
I hate the internet.
Yabu D says, "Can we just appreciate the acting on Chris's part? Legit, looks like he and Lil Dicky swapped bodies and they were so excited."
That's the one I read earlier.
Oh, is it?
You fucking idiot.
I was reading another one at the time. How's my reaction?
It's so good that you actually listen when I fucking speak. It's a really good feeling to know that.
I was trying to help.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Let's get to tenuous recommendations, where we each recommend a piece of media that is linked to today's music video in some way. And a reminder, if you ever want to see a list of all the recommendations we've made on the show, head over to our Letterboxd page, which is linked on our website. So I will begin. My tenuous recommendation is the 2019 film directed by Danny Boyle and written by Richard Curtis called Yesterday. It stars, among many other people, Ed Sheeran, who's also in this music video. Have you seen Yesterday?
No, I never watched it. Like, it was always when I was very, like, 50-50. Like, I'm not a huge Beatles person, but yeah, the concept was intriguing. Like, I was like, I'm either way on it. So,
yeah,
you're saying I should watch it.
I think you'd hate it, but I really liked it. You might like, I don't know. I feel like you wouldn't like it. I'm guessing you wouldn't like it, but I really enjoyed it. I thought it was fun. So it's basically the concept of the film is the main character, he's like a struggling musician, and then there's like this big blackout that happens and he gets hit by a truck. And when he wakes up, he discovers that now the Beatles have never existed, but he remembers all the Beatles songs. So he starts performing them and becomes a big artist using their songs. But yeah, so it's kind of like a what if kind of fun, supernatural, high concept comedy. It's also very much a rom-com, and you know, this is by Richard Curtis, who did, you know, films like About Time and Love Actually. So yeah, it's very much in the spirit of all those like British rom-coms. But yeah, I thought it was really fun and interesting concept. I know some people are a bit upset that it doesn't really like deeply explore that concept and like all the ramifications of it, but I thought it was just
yeah, this guy over here, you reckon?
Yeah, that would be you. But if you just want like a fun little trifle of a film that's easy to watch and has a few laughs and some good music, then I would recommend Yesterday.
Like, I don't want to ruin the ending, but does he find it ultimately hollow to have thousands of people screaming the lyrics of songs that he never wrote? And
yes, yeah, he does. Cool.
Good.
What's yours?
I was trying to figure out something other than Dave, because you did something other than Dave, the TV series Dave. So I was like, what's Kendall Jenner done?
And she was in Dave.
Oh, wait, was she?
Yeah, she did an episode of Dave.
I can't remember that far. She did a cool outfit. It's like her dressed as Woody from Toy Story.
Just recommend the fucking Pepsi ad and be done with
it. I'm gonna recommend American Vandal, because that was a really good show. And the Netflix series, particularly the first one, which stars a Jimmy Tatro, who is also in this music video, and sort of the star protagonist, antagonist of the American Vandals season one. So yeah. I really enjoy, like, I'm not often a person for like mockumentary style like films or television series and stuff like that, but the way American Vandal has this like sort of like true crime, like just going 100% in on it, while it's, you know, portraying this like comical like schoolyard prank of drawing dicks.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic watch, and yeah, I think if you haven't seen it, it's well worth you know, spending a couple of days going through it.
Yeah, I would second that. I kind of, for some reason, had never watched it, and then this year when I got COVID, I finally gave it a go and like ate through it in one day, and yeah, thoroughly enjoyed it. So good.
Yeah, and I think we also, it goes without saying, we both recommend people watch Dave, since we already brought it up a couple of times and said that.
Yeah, for sure. All right. So I think that concludes our discussion of this music video. It only took half an hour to discuss a 5-minute music video. So we had a lovely email from our listener, Alex, all the way from America. And on last week's episode, I asked the question, if there was any theologians out there or pastors, if they could please let us know if there has been any body swaps in the Bible, because the pastor in the film posits that there weren't any. So our lovely listener, Alex, sent us a email and he says, "Hello. So I'm not a theologian because seminary costs way too much money in America, but I am very active in Episcopal ministry. And I have studied theology a lot, especially queer and feminist theology, which wrestles significantly with being bodies. There are no body swaps in the Bible. Our idea of the mind-body or soul or spirit split, Cartesian duality, is a product of later post-biblical philosophy. In the Bible, self and the body are the same. For most of the Hebrew text, there isn't that much emphasis or understanding of an afterlife because of this. Much of the Bible is actually pretty materialist. Shades were seen as lingering impressions of a person that gradually faded away, but they weren't solid continuations of one's self or personality. They were like something the earth remembered and held onto. Ideas and beliefs about afterlife come later, coinciding with increased turmoil in Jewish or proto-Jewish societies, with wars and the first destruction of the temple. We see more emphasis and language about an afterlife, which probably partly reflects genuine changing beliefs, possibly influenced by neighboring religions, as well as a resentment against invading imperial powers. You're shitty to us now in this life, so you're fucked in the next, sort of thing. This is what carried over into the Christian scriptures and fuels much of the rhetoric against systems of wealth and privilege. But that increased spirituality is more of a dimension or aspect of our body, not something separate. Our body is our soul, so to speak. So it wouldn't make sense for them to imagine body swaps. In Samuel 1, there is the Witch of Endor who performs a seance, but the spirit she raises is physically spaced outside of her, and there's nothing like a possession. Demonic possession is also a product of later philosophical ideas." And then he must have thought about it and sent another email, and he said, "Scratch that about demonic possessions. Those are a thing in some Christian scriptures. If they were understood as literal histories, demons would be interpreted as being totally different from humans, so they could coexist in a body the way things like oxygen and microbes do. It wouldn't have occurred to that culture that one personality could physically displace another personality unless I am extremely mistaken. The story of the Gerasene demoniac might actually count. I've always read it through a literary lens, and it's a message about the harm social alienation does to individuals. But if you just read the story as it is, the narrative about a demon inside a man who then moves into pigs, this reflects the Roman influence, whose religion and science had ideas of self closer to our modern notion of souls." So, a lot to unpack there.
What about Legion?
What's Legion?
He's like a guy in the Bible who had like lots and lots of demons in him, and Jesus casts them out.
So there's a guy named Legion in the Bible. That sounds like a superhero.
No, that's the name of the demons inside of him.
Ooh. Exactly how did that go down? So there's like a whole bunch of demons and they all go into one person.
Yeah.
And did they do like wacky things when they were inside of him? Like scream in the bathroom mirror and then look at their penis?
I'm not sure, because like they don't come in until like Jesus on the scene. So he's sort of the protagonist.
Yeah.
But yeah, when Jesus rocks up, he's already like, "Oh, yo, it's the Son of God. I'm gonna bounce out of this dude." That's in the young adult,
yeah,
cool hip Bible. That's how they say it.
So he was saying there's a pig swap in the Bible. So
yes.
Are we to believe My Brother the Pig is a Bible adaptation?
I think that's a big stretch. Just a tad. Like, I'm trying to make the connection in my head. But
I want to see, like, Mel Gibson make My Brother the Pig the remake. Pig.
Yeah.
The Fashion just of the
Pig.
Have
all this, like, world music and sweeping shots of silks.
Yeah, I feel like this is an unexplored area. I want to see the, you know, body swap Bible class. I'd go to that.
In the region of Gerasene is where Jesus also comes across Legion. So there you go.
Ah, so there was like a body swap kind of.
Oh wait, it's area. The same story.
Okay. Yeah.
He cast them into the pigs.
So Jesus moved him into a pig.
He moved all the demons within Legion into a pig. Into a bunch of pigs, and they all like run off like a cliff.
So Jesus was the Scarlett Johansson of this story.
Yes, correct.
Oh,
except, you know, all the pigs commit suicide in this this version. So,
well, you know, there is that whole like meme about Scarlett Johansson like literally playing every role. When she was cast as like a trans man and like an Asian woman. Jesus is the next logical step in that. You didn't hear about this? No. I'm pretty sure we discussed this on the My Brother the Pig episode.
Well, I think this episode has taught anyone anything. It's how much I listen.
Yeah, exactly. So like, she was in Ghost of the Shell, where she played a
robot.
That movie's a body swap. We got to do it. She played a robot with the soul of an Asian woman inside of her.
Yeah,
so she
the
was
soul of. It's like how in Little Dicky, you know, he's like Chris Brown with the soul of a white man inside him.
Yeah, exactly. But everyone was like, "Well, why couldn't have it been played by an Asian robot?" But anyway. Then, so there was a whole, like, controversy around that. And then immediately, the next role that Scarlett Johansson accepted was as a trans man. And everyone's like, stop doing this. And, like, her first reaction was to be, like, defend herself. And then she ended up pulling out of the movie and apologizing. But, yeah. So I would pay to see Scarlett Johansson play Jesus in a movie. I want to see it.
I thought you wanted her to play like everyone, like a.
Yeah, like can play. She can play Jesus. She can play Eddie Legion. Murphy. She can play the pigs.
Yeah.
I feel like Alex wrote a very intelligent email. I want to have something intelligent to say.
To say about it.
Yeah.
Well, that's a shame. I don't think it's gonna happen.
Wrong show.
Oh yeah, my question is, why is he listening to our podcast?
Because he's got taste, all right.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Like, fun thing, I went to this gig, and one thing I appreciate is our fans who like write like reviews and stuff like that, because I saw like a Grammy winning artist last week. And the entire crowd was standing fucking still to like these slapping bass beats.
What are you saying? Like,
I'm saying Adelaide's full of shit people and shit, shit fans.
DPWs.
Yeah. And our fans who write in reviews and stuff are much lovelier.
Yes, I agree. We do have some amazing fans. Well, do we want to call them fans? People that listen and say nice things to us.
Or keep their mouth shut and don't say terrible things to us.
I guess that's okay. But no, they're still DPWs.
Are they?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Piece of shit.
Yeah, tell us why you hate us. Yes. Hate listen to us. That'd be great.
But if you hate us, just send it to us in an email. But if you like us, write the review.
Yeah, we don't want these reviews to accurately portray our worth.
All right. Well, if you enjoyed us, you know, analyzing a music video for 45 minutes,
I hope we cut a lot of that.
Don't worry, next episode we're back to our regularly scheduled programming. We will be reviewing James Cameron's Avatar, a 2.5-hour movie, so hopefully that gives us a little bit more to talk about. But yeah, and Lucy will be returning as well. So if you've hated the fact that she hasn't been here, send us a message and let us know that as well. I'm sure she'd love to hear that. So until next time, don't be a piece of shit on the ground, DPW, and review us on iTunes and Spotify. And I was Paul Mitzi.
I was Brendan Levi.
Thank you, Zia. Bye.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's it. Bye.
The Swapcast podcast is recorded in Adelaide, Australia. It's hosted by Paul Mitzi and edited by Brendan Levi and Paul Mitzi. Our theme song was written and performed by John Marco of 2 Creative, featuring Lucy Thomas, and recorded at Browntown Studios. Our music bumpers were created by Reggie Parker. Contact him on parkerregmusic@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.